the eternal Trinity. How well Jesus knew this other Paraclete. It was not only in the vast reaches of eternity that he had enjoyed fellowship with the Holy Spirit, but from his conception in Mary's womb, the blessed third person had always accompanied him. That day in Jordan, the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus, the Messiah, as the waters of the baptism drained off his body. Standing with John in that sacred moment, Jesus saw heaven opened as that divine voice resounded throughout the universe, proclaiming, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3, verse 17. At that transcendental moment of human time, the Almighty Holy Spirit, with a silent sound of invisible wings from above, descended upon Jesus as gently as a dove. From that moment at Jordan, Jesus walked continuously in the authoritative anointing and omnipotent power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was ever subject to and obedient to him. He spoke only the words that the Spirit gave him to speak. He only did the works that the Spirit led him to do. Those wonderful works of grace that brought joy and deliverance to the captives only came through the power and authority of the Holy Spirit. By the abiding person of the Paraclete within him, Christ cleansed the leper, cast out demons, caused the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and raised the dead to life again. Now had come the time when Jesus was going to withdraw from this outer material world in which his disciples lived. He rested his concern for his beloved disciples because he left them in the hands of a powerful, compassionate, and faithful second Paraclete, who, paradoxically, was also the first Paraclete. For 3.5 years, Christ had worked by the power and direction of the Comforter. He had walked in strict obedience to the Spirit's leading. There was no doubt in Jesus' mind that this Paraclete Comforter whom he would send to them would be the same loving, faithful friend that Jesus himself had been. In leaving this world and returning to his Father in heaven, Jesus was not going to abandon his disciples. He had called them to follow him. The coming Paraclete would empower them to fulfill this command even unto the end of their lives. No, they would not be leaderless. They would not be orphaned and left to their own feeble powers. The omnipotent Paraclete would ever be with them. However, he would be different from Jesus. He would come to them in another form. He would come in spirit, an intangible form in which no enemy could ever touch him or interfere with him in any way. The enemy could never kill him, arrest him, or crucify him. The Father would send the other Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, in a form incorporeal and invisible to the unregenerate man.